Talking some Gilman City basketball here on the second Monday of December for the Lady Hawks. It was a victory over Union Star, 46-35, set back to Albany, 44-28. The Union Star game at home was Tuesday. The Albany game on the road was Friday. Good Pattonsburg team will be at Gilman City. Ought to be a fun matchup coming up tomorrow night, the 12th, at 6 o'clock. Northeast Nottoway will be at Gilman City 1 week from tonight, Monday the 18th. Coach Greg, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Tom?
Not too bad. Just kind of getting into another week here. It looked like, you know, I'm looking at a win, I'm looking at a loss. Was it kind of that feel of a week where girls made a little bit of progress, maybe one step forward, one step back? Or how did you feel like the week went for the girls last week?
Well, a little bit. You know, we played that Union Star game, you know, they've only got six girls out, so we were able to get everybody, all 12 of ours, into the game and get some good looks for, you know, coming up for next year and stuff. So I think we ended up winning by 11, but you know, we kind of had it in the hands and let some other girls get some experience and worked out well. Ava Langford had a good night that night. I think she had 19 points. So you know, got some good things going. And then, like you said, when we went Friday to Albany, and had a little bit of a setback. The girls overall didn't play too bad, and the score's a little bit misleading on how close that game was too, but in the end, though, they end up getting us.
I kind of feel like, and I always use the phrase hearing it through the grapevine a little bit, but I have heard just kind of rumblings that Albany is better girls basketball wise than maybe people would have realized coming into the season. Pretty good to Albany team that you saw Friday.
Yeah, they were, you know, they got some height and some lengthiness, and they used their athleticism. And then the Crawford girls end up hurting us, had some threes, but we were leading, you know, going into the fourth quarter, and through most of the fourth quarter we were still ahead, and got late there, and ended up getting down a little bit, had to put some fouls on them, and you know, they hadn't shot the ball from the free throw line real well all night, but they sure did in the fourth quarter, end up shooting, I believe, 13 for 16. So that was kind of the difference in the game. We probably should have quit fouling a little bit before we did, but you know, that's on us. But it was about a 2-4 point game, and it was tied at halftime. We were up going into the fourth and through part of that, and the game just kind of slipped away there. You know, got some fouls on us that they took advantage of from the free throw line.
It does look like, in looking at your scores, is kind of the number that you would like to see offensively. You feel like if we can get to this number, we feel like we got a good chance winning. Is it in that 40-45 category that you feel like if you can get to the lower to mid 40s, you got a pretty good chance getting a W?
Yeah, depending on the team we play, of course. You know, we want to play good defense and hold the other team down, but we've had a little bit of, you know, the lid on the hoop this year, it seems like. A lot of shots that I know will eventually start falling. We're getting some decent looks, just not able to finish those shots at the rim and stuff. So I think that part will come in. But, yeah, I'd like to be in that, you know, 50s-55 would be great, but I think realistically, mid-40s to lower 50s is where we need to be successful.
Yeah, and having this discussion too, you know, we can talk about putting the ball in the hoop. Obviously, that's, you know, that's kind of the fun part of basketball, but to your point, you're more concerned about can we hold people into that 25-35 category. If we do that, then we really feel like we have a good shot of winning.
Right, and that, you know, anytime you can play good, solid defense, I feel like you can be in the game with most anybody, and that's how all of our games have been so far this year. We've been close, you know, even if the score like that one is a little bit more lopsided than it really was, but we've been in most of those games, and we're just kind of learning, like you say, getting a new system and learning how to score in that, and I know that'll come as we get some confidence and keep going and get out of some of the teams that we've been playing. You know, like you said, Albany, I think, is probably a little bit underrated just for the girls they have and some of the size they have, and the Crawford girl shooting the ball from the outside, she shot two or three threes that night, I think, and then a majority of it still come from the free throw line. So as long as we can play a little bit better defense all around on the court, and then I know our shots will eventually start falling.
Looks like you played, you know, Princeton, you played competitively with, you know, Bramer the same at the Gallatin tournament. Gallatin certainly was a very competitive game that I got to see in person. It looks like, you know, as far as wins and losses, you're looking for that, you know, where you can say, hey, we played a good basketball team. We found a way to beat them. You get that chance tomorrow. I would certainly put Pattonsburg in the good basketball team, you know, level, and you get a chance if you can play well, maybe get a victory tomorrow night against the Panthers.
That's right, and you know, Pattonsburg, I think, the same way as Albany. I think they're a little bit better than what they was given credit for early on. They've got some good athletes and some speed, and one of the things that we need to do a little bit better job of is taking care of the ball, because some of the unforced turnovers that we've had has kind of come back to bite us, it seems like. So if we can take care of the ball and like I said, continue to play solid defense and get a few shots to fall here and there, I know the girls are probably a little bit frustrated, but you know, our schedule is a little bit different than it's been in the past, too, so we're going to have some tougher teams that we're going to have to overcome, and I know we will as long as we just keep going on with what we can do.
Now, same schedule for the Gilman boys. Picked up a victory against Union Star. Very competitive loss Friday at Albany, and Pattonsburg comes to Gilman tomorrow, which should be a really fun matchup between the Panthers and the Hawks. We'll be right back with Coach after this.